Scooby-Doo has hands? I thought he had paws. Isn't he a dog?
He's not really a dog.
Good heavens, no.
Good heavens, yes.
I don't believe you.
Well, you should. Because that's ridiculous.
I submit.
Now this is just unbelievable.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Kidding. It's the Unbelievables. It's me, Mike Calhoun, your host. You know what's a little disappointing? I know that reference. Good morning. Also, good morning, Vietnam. More as a reference to Robin Williams than to the original comedian it involved. A comedian that went to Vietnam, became a radio star, legendary enough to make a biopic movie, and all I know is, oh yeah, it's a Robin Williams role. It's a very good one. He did well in that movie. That seems sad. Like, more people should know that guy, including myself. We're going to look him up at the break, because I didn't bother to look him up prior to this episode. I hope everyone's enjoying listening to this so far. Maybe they're listening to this in an Uber. That would be weird, wouldn't it? Like, if the Uber driver is listening to a podcast. even if it's ours, that's a little weird. Turn it off, bro. Listen to some Aerosmith or something. Put on something a little bit more, a little less diversive, or I don't even know. Do I know English? We might need to restart. I don't know the English language, guys. I took an Uber today. It was an Uber XL, which advertises itself as having 7 seats. And we had 7 people, which was perfect. Until he arrived. And he had 6 seats. I don't know if you guys were paying attention earlier, but we had 7 people. That was an interesting ride. We squeezed into the last 2, and, man, I didn't even have feeling in my feet by the time we got to our destination. And then, when we took an Uber to our second location, we got another Uber XL, which claimed to have 7 seats. And like I said, we had 7 people. They arrive, and by they, I mean a man and his wife, in the passenger seat, which gave us 6 seats again. And it did not help. Fortunately, that ride was only about 4 minutes. But, my God. It got me thinking, though, like, can you just set any sort of precedence when it comes to Uber? Like, can I just set myself as an Uber driver and then pull up on a tandem bike? Even better, what if I just roll up onto you some skates and hand you a pair and be like, hold on to this rope. Welcome to the Unbelievables, guys. I'm Mike Calhoun again. Joining me today, like every day. Well, I mean, not every day, but every episode so far, is my trusty sidekick, Johnny Trowbridge.
Sidekick?
I would call you my sidekick.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, you got the uniform for it. You got this shirt on.
Yeah, what do you think of my shirt?
It's a good one. How have you been?
I've been good. More importantly, what's coming up, Calhoun? What is on the horizon for you?
Well, we just celebrated our nation's birthday, July the 4th, a long time ago.
Yeah, okay.
And then we celebrated the end of tyranny, that is the RNC in Cleveland.
Okay.
Which is an area I do stand-up comedy in.
Yeah. And what's on Tuesday?
Nothing else really.
No, that's not true.
Nothing else comes to mind.
Nope, I can think of at least 2 things.
Ooh, name them.
The first one is I have to go to work. But the second one is it's your birthday.
A round of applause from nobody in the sub. Oh, thanks, Cookie.
Those are fireworks.
For the listener, he's holding up his hand like fireworks.
Fireworks.
Yes, it is my birthday on Tuesday, the 26th of July.
Yeah.
I will be a quarter of a century old.
Aw.
Which means I expect, well, we'll get to that in plugs. We'll get that to that later.
Oh, but also an interesting thing that's actually happened on the 26th is there's an episode airing with of Hotel Hell with Gordon Ramsay of a hotel that I went to. So I'm really looking out to watch that. So that's what I'm going to be doing on your birthday.
Thanks. Wait, Hotel Howl?
Hell.
Oh, hell. Yeah. I thought it was Hotel Howl, like he got into dog hotels or something.
You know
that.
Howl's Moving Castle?
That yes, studio. I do.
Yeah, he is in that.
Oh, he created
he
a,
is
he created
that.
A real life.
Yes, and he's the main. It's a TV show. I don't really know how.
Yeah, well,
that works.
They've got a budget. It's Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, he's got way too much disposable income anyway. There you go.
Well, thanks.
Anyway, so I got you your birthday present today. Would you like to tell just me what it is?
Yeah. Wait. What am I going to whisper to you off microphone?
Yeah, yeah, real quick.
It's a pop filter.
That's right, a pop filter.
Oh.
But
I didn't know you're going to just going to tell yell it to everyone.
Well, I'm deceptive. Anyway, so
nothing sacred.
The thing that went with this pop filter is this great story.
It's a great story.
Of how I came across it.
Please tell this story.
So I went to this music place, as it pertains to say about itself, but it is like this hole in the wall besides like a Staples. And it's going out of business. So plastered across the glass that is the front is just like 60% off, 50% off. So I'm like, this is a great place to buy Calhoun a present. I won't have to spend money on him.
Oh, I hope they have something for a dollar.
Yeah, I hope it's like freebies. So I go in, and the first warning, which I should have just immediately realized was bad, there are like no lights in this place. It's completely dark.
Do they have lanterns at least?
There was neon lighting. That was the only thing.
Oh my God.
Neon pink lights underneath a piano that was in.
Oh no.
That was right at the front. And I was like, okay, well, at least it's just mostly creepy. And then I see the person who owns it is like a bald man who also somehow has a ponytail. Somehow. It's like the longest comb over that would just, like, he is like, all right, it's time to do a ponytail.
The world's first successful comb back.
Yeah, that's right. It's a comb back. That's exactly what it was. And there was also a lady with wet hair. I remember that specifically because I just thought it was so strange that someone would get a shower and then go to this place.
It's a leaky music store.
Yeah, I guess so. But
just
she was
standing under it. They don't have any pots.
Nope. It's just leaking everywhere. It's not even raining. I don't know how. So she's standing there, and all she has is a plastic bag with nothing in it. If there's nothing in this plastic bag, she's just holding it. So I was like, okay, well, at least it's... I'll just get it or ask and then get out of here. So I go up to the guy and he's not very like thrilled to see me, which is strange because like how many visitors does he get to this weird place? So I was like, all right, hey, I'm looking for a pop filter. And he's like, oh, okay. For what? And I was like, for a microphone. And he's like, oh, okay, I know what you need. And then he goes over to this box that's on this shelf, and it's not on. There's those pegs you can go into a pegboard. There's a bunch of little small holes, and you can put the iron pegs. It's resting between two of those iron or those metal pegs, like sideways, like it's not hung up. Which is that was the first warning. And I was like, okay, well, he's only got two of them. So I was like, well, I think that's right there. That's kind of what I need. He's like, all right, I'll get it down for you. And he goes over and gets a broom handle, just a normal broom handle, and just like hits the bottom of it and knocks down like five or six things from the wall.
What?
So,
was the broom handle attached to a broom and he had to unscrew it? That'd be an extra step.
But so he just knocks down the stuff. He looks like a puppy at it, but that wasn't the crazy part. The crazy part was as he knocks it down, the lady who is off to my right, just like a few feet away, just goes, as that falls down, she goes, and it all falls down. And Okay. All right. Yeah. And then he's like really sad because he's picking it up off the ground. He's like, all right. Sorry about that. Okay. Yeah. I think this is what you want. And we like open it up and look at it. And I was like, okay, I think this is the right thing. Cause I'm, at this point, I'm kind of just wanting to get out of here. Yeah. So like the lady with the, I'm keeping an eye on the lady. She like goes to the, like deep into the recesses of this place. So I was like, okay, fine. Go away. I don't know how you can see back there. It's just like pitch black. Anyway, so I was like, all right, how much is this thing? And then he pulls out his phone. And he's like, okay, Google, how much is, you know, so-and-so product?
And looks it up, like, online.
And I was like, wow, man, that doesn't seem right. But like, isn't there supposed to be, like, 60% off or something?
Don't you have it at least priced?
Yep, nope.
Isn't there a sticker?
You'd think even, like...
You'd even think the manufacturer would have a price set.
Even fruit stands in like Africa have prices.
They have scribbled numbers.
Or at least the person selling it knows a certain amount.
Oh, yeah. Oh, grapefruit, $6.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, done. Okay. But anyway, yeah, so he.
It's an expensive grapefruit.
It's better be a good grapefruit. He was probably selling it there. Right out of the piano with neon lights all over it. Anyway, so
he looks up the price.
So he looks up the price. He's like, oh, it's this much money. I was like, you know, I'm just going to go for it. I don't want to talk to you anymore, but I don't also don't want to make you angry. So I just was like, all right, that sounds good. I think that's the pop filter I'm looking for. As I say the word pop filter, the lady at the other end goes, pop, 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 pop. Just like, because I said a P word, I guess. And so I was like, whoa, I need to leave. And then so I was like, yeah, I'm going to pay with card. And he's like, oh, you're paying with card? I was like, yes, I am. That's all I have. I'm sorry. And he's like, oh, you don't have any cash? I was like, yes, I don't have any cash. I just said. He's like, all right. And he seemed really dejected. And he goes over and gets like one of those like hand-drawn, like, how do you fill out one of those things?
What?
It was like
for your credit card.
Yeah, and he like fills it all out, and I'm sitting there the whole time looking at that lady because I don't know what she's gonna do. And he's like, "All right, here you go. Yeah, let me give you your card." And he swipes it. He's like, "Okay, yeah, there you go."
What and he's like, "Was this hit the medieval fair?"
Yeah, it was like selling it at a medieval fair.
Was he gonna sell you some glass bottled root beer?
Yeah, with
kettle corn
with leather that's like taken from a couch.
You need leather boots.
Yeah, leather boots. I have some from Timberland, the ancient realm. Anyway, yeah. So he was like, yeah, okay, you're good. And then he didn't hand me the product, so I had to go. Oh, it's over there. And I went and had to go grab it and then leave. And I booked it out.
Oh my god!
But that's the story. That's
wow.
That's how I bought that thing. So I thought you would want to know
for something that someone would just expect to be so insignificant as a pop filter.
You would.
Oh my god!
I think that would be pretty easy.
Speaking of musicians.
Wow.
We got one of them in the house.
It was like a Segway train.
Ooh, that was Segway train. It was. Choo-choo. All aboard. We've got a gentleman here.
From Norwegia.
No. No, but. That's a no stop. Some might say he's an entertainer, and you know what that means.
Oh, God. This is his theme music, like a wrestler.
Returning for the first time, because it's his first return, it's Tyler Box.
Hi.
He's holding his arms out like he's a professional wrestler.
It's like the triumphant return. Your segues have gotten so much better since the first episode.
Oh, thanks.
Wow. Pop? How'd you turn Pop into Tyler Box? That's what I want
to
know.
That's what it takes. That's what it takes to be Calhoun.
That's what it takes to host this show.
Way too many segues.
And also, I want to congratulate you guys for getting out of the sub. You took some Ubers.
I did.
Was that your big idea? Like, man, I'm stuck in the sub. I just wish I could drive in an Uber one more time.
I was like, oh, I just want to ride in one of them Uber things.
And then see what it's all about.
And then when you surfaced, Johnny only went to the weirdest music store he could find.
I know.
He was only allowed to go one place.
He was
place.
Like, hey, Google, where's the okay, weirdest? Google.
Where's the creepiest music store in the Northeast Ohio area?
And then when I couldn't find one, I drove straight to that place.
Oh, gold mine of creepy.
Thank you for having me back.
Aww. You're very welcome. It's nice to have you back. You're an old friend to the show.
Yeah, just to the show. Yeah. Not in real life.
Not in real life.
I would not be caught dead.
Wow. Well, you might be caught dead.
Nope.
In a different kind of way.
Whoa.
Oh, you got to get those rats out of here. That's a problem for the sub.
Go.
Welcome back to the sub, Tyler.
Thank you. It's changed so much.
Oh, yeah. What do you think of
had a lot of change, yeah.
What do you think of the floral patterns that I put up?
Yeah, the floral patterns on the missiles, they look nice. I like the plaid going across banners just in front of my face.
That
I can't
cookie.
Even see you
That's
guys.
Our, that yeah. was cookie.
That's so. His house colors. That's his...
His house is...
His house colors. No, I don't mean his house. I mean his, like, his family crest.
His house and...
That's his plaid. His family crest is plaid?
His house is painted plaid.
Oh, God.
Took that, him forever.
That no wonder too. He's in this sub.
That, too.
Gotta escape that house.
He had to quit his job to paint his house.
Hey, you know how hard it is to get them straight lines freehand?
It's true.
Freehand.
He had to do it laser.
Yeah, he freehanded.
Freehand it?
He freehanded the sub. I don't know about his house.
Cookie is just incredible.
I conscripted him to do it freehand because I was like, he'll never get this done. And my God.
He did it too fast.
He did it too fast. And then what the problem is I said I would pay him if he could do it. Mm. And I didn't think he would pull it off. So now I have to. Somehow get some money.
Is that why you have him out there saying, pop all the bubbles so we don't lose any oxygen?
Yeah. I felt like that was a good one.
Good one.
The listener will have to excuse Tyler because he's not excusing himself for being so sick. He has come down with a little bit of a down with a sickness.
The bends.
I can't believe I just did that.
I have a short...
I got the bends from coming down here.
Oh, God.
From coming down. Now imagine how bad it'll be up going back up when you usually get the bends.
I got the bends when I left the first time.
Oh, still back. Got it.
I still like the first story.
Still got it. Yes.
I have a explain it to Johnny for a second.
What? Wow, okay.
Why did they say you're as sick as a dog?
Just that's how it is, Johnny.
Ooh,
let's
into
move
the games
on.
Early.
No, it's just a general
Shut up,
question.
Johnny, you're so stupid.
Johnny, everyone knows that.
Oh my God.
I don't know that.
Listener,
one.
Call in. We're going to have a shit on Johnny session here.
Oh, God.
Why not? Let's get it going. Oh, Johnny, I just hate the smell of your feet.
I hate your indiscriminate shirts.
I hate all the jewelry you wear on your face.
I hate how you wear those headphones on your head. You look like such a dumbass.
Oh, my
Wait,
God.
Wait, you're wearing...
You're okay. covering up.
I pulled it off.
Covering up your entire ears.
Oh,
God,
man.
You're so stupid.
We leave a little sliver.
I'm Maybe, modest.
Next time I'm going to make you paint the sub.
Get with the times. It's the 90s.
And that's been our shit on Johnny session today.
Good
Thanks
job,
for
Johnny.
Joining us.
I just feel worse.
That was a good one, Johnny. Good job with that.
You didn't even answer my question.
Anyway, moving on.
But dang it, no, just someone tell me.
Last time. Tyler was telling us about going back to the studio with his band, Royalties, which we barely covered.
Yeah.
At the fault of my own, because, boy, listening back to some of those episodes, I love to talk.
We're only at episode 7.
I know, back in the day.
Way back when, last month.
But I'd like to hear more about the band.
Yeah, we're in the studio right now. We're
in
halfway
the studio.
Through. Yeah, we track drums, rhythm guitar, and then I'm going in, I think, Wednesday.
Do you guys have a rhythm guitarist, or do you cover that as well?
Yeah, we have a rhythm guitarist.
Awesome.
He was our live performer. Like, he would come and play with us live, and then we just had him record with us. And then our bass player is on tour with another band right now, and he's actually going to record from tour.
Oh, God.
Is he?
Yeah.
That
Wait, so.
Problematic.
I'm assuming he's going to just find a studio wherever he may be.
I think the drummer of the band that he's with has his own setup.
I'll record in the back of my pickup.
Yeah.
I'm going to put on the hood.
Yeah.
Slip in there. Get.
I mean, that's
crisscross
how.
Crisscross applesauce.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it. We just like to pick and grin. Here at Royalties, we just pick and grin. That's Aww. All we do.
That's
a good philosophy.
Is that like your next album name?
Pick and Grin.
Pick and Grin. It's going to be all banjo. We taught Ryland. how to play banjo.
Speaking
he created the.
Oh yeah, banjo. I forgot. He's the immortal.
That's right. Speaking of your next album, would you say this sound is like different than your?
Yes, it is. The first EP.
The sound of the music for the listener.
Yeah, sound of the music.
No, the sound of the album it makes when you touch it and interact.
Move
it
around.
It.
Still got the plastic on.
Got extra. It's got like a McDonald's shitty sound effect going on whenever you handle the CD itself.
McDonald's? You mean like the little toys?
Yeah, like McDonald's toy.
That in a week, it's all of a sudden going.
Yeah, it's like where it started off saying Shrek quotes, and then it just starts saying ass. It's just like, oh my god, this thing used to say donkey. Oh well,
I like it.
But yeah, our first album was just a bunch of songs that we sort of wrote together, feeling out how to play as a band, and then this one is kind of defining the sound. So it's more of like a digital kind of like throwback, more like electronic pop. It's still going to sound pretty much similar, but it's going to just have that like style change.
In my opinion,
compare it to something.
Well, I wanted to quickly say that in my opinion, the first album was quite a success for your humble description of just saying it was you guys trying to work.
Yeah,
out
that's
how to play.
True.
I was very impressed. I enjoyed it. I'm not a big fan of like pop punk ish, but that's not really how I would describe.
I wouldn't either.
I'm a huge fan of alternative rock, like modern.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the type of rock and roll you hear nowadays. I want to say post U2, but that's an accurate way to put it, you know?
And
I really enjoy your sound, so I'm excited to hear more.
We defined the EP as like alternative pop rock.
Okay. So yeah, that's not a vague thing to say.
Because in perfectly normal. All the songs, they kind of span within that kind of realm, but this is the next one is going to be a lot more focused. Gotcha. You know what I mean? Less than like this one's more punky, this one's more throwback. This it's all going to kind of fall in line.
Awesome.
Yep, that's about
it. It's exciting. Well, I'm glad I gave you the time, so now I can just interrupt you every other sentence.
Yeah, let's get away from that.
Let's get away from talking about the band.
Push it to plugs.
Dope.
Let's go straight into plugs. Why not?
That's how it is with you guys. You're always like, no, save that for
my God.
Plugs.
Yeah.
We're very adamant about plugs.
How
man.
Dare you?
Plugs are important.
It's just because he likes that plug song.
I can't. I'm going to get bitch this time.
Oh,
are you?
I'm gonna get bitch.
Tyler is a longtime listener of the show. He's a fan of the show, which we appreciate very much. So, I also looked up the stats. Well, this is really interesting. But we have fewer listeners in Chicago, than we do Vancouver. We've got more listeners in Vancouver. So, hello, people in Vancouver.
Ooh, Vancouver.
And then we've got a couple in Northeast Ohio. Mm-hmm. That's an odd place for people to listen. I don't know. We have
Who
no
do we
connection
know there?
To that area.
Welcome to the Stats Podcast.
Yeah, Vancouver. Welcome to the Statisticians. Statisticians.
There's a lot of great techno songs that have Vancouver in the name. I'm just assuming it's a real cool place.
I was going to say, there's a lot of them that have Miami or Ibiza. Go figure. I wonder why.
I took a pill in Ibiza. I thought when I first heard that song, I thought he was saying, I took a pill and I somethinged.
Oh,
and
you
I
didn't
was
know
like,
what is Ibiza?
I took
mean?
A pill and I Ibiza'd? What the? What?
What's up with these kids?
These Ibiza'd. Kids.
These kids coming up with these new terms for blowjob.
Wait.
I took a pill and I blowjob.
I took a pill and I Ibiza'd.
Oh, okay. I get
this
it.
Homeless guy on the street. Turned out to be Jeremy Shear. Shout out to Jeremy Shear. Zing.
Congrats to him, man.
Yeah, why not? I mean, anyone getting a free BJ's gets a high five from me.
And
several
a BJ.
Hours after he
and a BJ.
And a BJ from me. Oh, you got a BJ? I would like to
give you another one.
I would like to extend my congratulations.
And my mouth.
And my mouth.
Sorry.
Oh, this is a clean show. This is a real clean show today.
Yay.
Oh, fuck, it is.
Dang, it's so close.
Sorry, I'm sick. It gives me a sick mouth.
And a sick mind.
A couple times.
Dun, dun. I was like, sorry.
This isn't a show. This isn't an SVU episode.
Dun, dun.
Unless Tyler's a victim.
Oh, boy.
He might
Let's get
be.
Into some deep stuff. No, a couple times we've mentioned the audio, or I wouldn't say podcast, if you could call them podcasts back in the old day, some radio shows that Johnny has listened to, old radio shows from the 40s and 50s.
Those are classic.
We've mentioned that a couple times. We mentioned it while you were on the very first episode.
Yeah, I'm remembering you had me listen to them way back in the day.
I listened to them every day.
The creaky door.
Yeah, the creaking door.
Well, I had not heard of them, and I was forced to hear one.
This is pleasant.
I was very thrilled to hear it. I was excited because I hadn't heard of this, and I run a podcast. I obviously am interested in radio sort of shows.
I would hope.
And so I had Johnny have me, oh my God, can someone just send me a dictionary for crying out loud? It's 555 Pacific Ocean Way.
Drop it down.
Pacific Ocean.
Just drop it in the ocean. He'll really find just it at some
strap
point.
A brick to it and throw it to me.
Put it in a bottle.
Oh, man. And send me some phonics. So hooked on phonics DVDs. But anyway, I listened to one. I was excited. It was very pleasant. And so what we've done is we've brought an excerpt of one of Johnny's favorites.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little short one.
And we'd like to play it for you today.
Man.
And we'll just get right into it. We're going to play it. And then when we come back, we'll have more of Tyler Bucks and more Unbelievables after this. Here you go for your
listening pleasure.
Your listening pleasure.
Oh, I didn't see you there. Come, step into the light. Welcome to the Black Library. I am the librarian. No, don't leave. Are you here for thrills and chills? Just thrills? Or just chills? Good. Now, what story do I have for you tonight? I have just the tale. Let me get it off the shelf. Yes, here it is. Murder Mansion. Have a seat in that chair. Comfortable? No? Good. The story begins with a telephone ringing in the Greensboro Police Department. Inspector Harvey Jones leans in to answer.
It'll have to wait, Jameson. I need to lean in to answer this phone. Police Department, this is Harvey Jones.
Oh, hello. This is Evelyn Wilmore, and I'm being murdered!
What? Where are you?
Oh, do you know that ice cream parlor on Chestnut Boulevard?
No.
Good. It's nowhere near there.
I'm on my way. Can you hold out until I get there?
Get off that phone!
Ma'am, I have to make it there before it's too late. What's the scoop, Murphy? And how did you get here before me?
Well, I was at the ice cream parlor on Chestnut Boulevard, and I heard a scream.
That's nowhere near here.
Oh, you're right. Anyway, there's a body on the second floor.
Second floor, huh? Write that down. Suspects?
There's only one. Old Man Widmore. He's the last person to see the victim. He's confined to the house, and there's blood all over his body. Seems like an open and shut case to me.
I'll make the conclusions here, old friend. Now let's see the body. Murphy, look at this paint job. Only one coat of primer. Sloppy work. Suspiciously sloppy. And the drapes? Victorian. They clash with the decor of the entire room. Nay, the entire mansion.
Is that a clue, boss?
Maybe. I'm distracted by what's in the fireplace. A collection of human bones.
Sweet Mary, wife of Joseph.
Yes. And among the bones, this.
Oh, an obsidian arrowhead.
Very rare in this part of the country. My nephew collects them. Now hand me that book on the shelf. The large one.
Here you are, Bush.
Notice how they organize their books from smallest to largest? Not alphabetical? There's only two types of people that would do that. Aboriginals and murderers. Now put this back on the shelf.
All right. Should we look at the body, then?
No need. Now after I have myself a Lone Star, we'll go see Mr. Widmore.
Oh, sounds good.
Looks like Jones has a good idea trying to blow off steam to catch those baddies with the Lone Star cigarette.
That's right, Lone Star. It's the newest cigarette on the block.
Have you heard about the 4 out of 5 doctors that have recommended Lone Star cigarettes?
That's right, 4 out of 5. That's a great score. That's 80 out of 100.
What happened to the 5th?
Not
reputable.
Not reputable, not at all. In fact, I heard that he went to Peru to get his doctor's license.
Peru? Dirty.
Indeed. See, I have to say something. Speaking of dirty, you won't find a speck of dirt in our cigarettes.
That's right. Spick and span.
Just tar.
Just lots of tar.
Tons of tar. And dried tobacco leaves.
The cleanest tar you've ever seen.
You ever seen clean tar, librarian?
Yes.
Oh, good. That way I don't have to explain it to you.
You've had a Lone Star.
See, I appreciate you holding them right now. 10 in your hand.
I'm working on 11.
Good for you. Remember, kids, smoke Lone Star, because it's not illegal to market a cigarette ad toward children yet.
Be like your papa. Be like your papa and smoke Lone Star.
That's Lone Star.
L-O-N-E-S-T-R. L-O-N-E Star. Lone Star.
Well, let's see what happens in our story now.
Mr. Winmore, I presume?
You don't have any proof.
Whoa, a little jumpy, are we? We just want to chat.
Okay, what do you want now?
Well, if you put down the bloody saber, we can talk like men.
Oh, all right.
Any reason someone would want to hurt your niece?
She was after my golden statue collection.
Interesting. Now, how are you related to your niece, the victim?
None of your business!
Damn, he's not giving us anything, Jones.
Hold on there, Murphy. Mr. Winmore, what size shoe do you wear?
11.
I've got him now, Murphy. Who else do you know that wears a size 11 shoe?
Oh, I don't know, sir.
Your pig wife, but also the Duke of Chutney.
You don't say.
I do say. And there's more. The Duke of Chutney recently moved to the American countryside, into a mansion that was painted by the same painters of this mansion. I can tell by the hasty strokes and lack of attention to detail. They're a rapscallion group that would not hesitate in lifting anything of value from the Duke's home, or this one. Which explains the presence of the arrowhead.
All lies!
And if the victim had discovered them stealing, they certainly wouldn't hesitate in eliminating the witness.
Oh, actually that makes sense.
It would seem to make sense until I noticed the bookshelves. I admit you had me for a loop thinking you were Aboriginal, organizing your books by size, but then I remembered your Victorian drapes. And no Aboriginal would be caught dead with Victorian drapes. Meaning the victim was murdered with that saber on...
the second floor!
That's right, Murphy. Open and shut. Just like you said.
Not quite!
He's got a gun, Jones!
Where did you get that gun?
That's right! I have a gun! 6 rounds! More than enough for the both of you!
You'll never get away with this.
Looks like I'm about to... No! I can't be! I killed you!
I've come back, old man, to finish my phone call.
I thought you were after my gold.
Who's he talking to, boss?
It's obvious to me, Murphy.
The last soul that belongs to that pile of bones.
What? No, of course not. It's his gardener. Listen to the way he speaks to him.
You're so beautiful in death.
What's that supposed to mean? Anyway, I'm here to haunt you until your dying day.
Never!
He's gone mad!
I'll get the gun from him.
I'll kill you again!
Now give me that gun.
He's dead. You shot him in the heart.
It looks that way, Murphy. Or was it the guilt that killed him?
Looks like our story concludes with a bang. I don't think the old man stood a ghost of a chance. That's our time here today in the Black Library. Join me next time as we traverse the catacombs of tomes.
Tonight there's nothing we can do. Well, I guess it's not going to play. Well, that was a piece of a royalties song at our guest today, Tyler Bucks, is a member of the lead guitarist.
Hi.
Here he is.
Hey, I'm here.
Chimed in.
Aw.
Oh, boy. If only the music would play.
But yeah, that song's called 1 AM. It's off of We Are. It's on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify.
Save it for plugs, you piece of shit.
If you want to hear the rest of that song, you should go buy it.
Go on. Line. And purchase it. From various
websites.
Websites.
Go online and purchase it.
I hope you guys enjoyed our excerpt today. I don't know what episode we pulled from, but we just found one that Johnny liked very much. So that'll be a segment we'll bring out every once in a while.
And, I honestly, I seemed annoyed, but I do enjoy those. I think the voice acting is really great. The sound effects, it makes you feel like you were like there. Like
yeah,
you,
I love the host.
I loved the Harvey Jones character.
Oh,
I have
did
to
you
say that he was my favorite?
I liked everyone who wasn't those people.
Oh, really?
I liked Murphy.
Oh, wow.
I don't think a lot of people like Murphy.
And did anyone...
I think most people did. That accent was pretty good.
Did anyone else get turned on by the lady in that? Even when she was a ghost, it was like, ooh, haunt me.
Well, actually, my boner lifted the table up to a point where all the equipment slid to Johnny's side, and I had to...
And I was like, stop it.
And I said, sorry, and then we reset.
We hugged.
Wow. Hopefully not immediately.
It was immediate.
I still had my handful.
What?
Of trail mix.
Hey, what did you
and I had a raging boner.
Oh, speaking of
welcome back to the Unbelievables, guys.
Speaking of raging boner, do you want to do a random acts of questioning?
It's not a matter of whether I want to. It's a matter of when you pull out that question and read it.
All right, Tyler. Here you go.
I remember the last time I was framed for murder.
If you,
I don't believe framed is the correct. I believe it was, you know, pinned down on solid evidence.
Good point. Here it is. If you could only watch one movie for the rest of your life, which one would it be?
Feel free to speak directly into that mic.
If you could only watch one movie for the rest of your life, which one would it be?
That is so hard.
It's actually a pretty serious question,
that
too.
Is, yeah, exactly. That's so... like,
we were prepared for ridiculousness. Sorry, listener.
I would have to say it's The Octagon starring Chuck Norris. A beautiful 80s action movie. If you're seeing ninjas, you're seeing ghosts.
That's the key line.
What a glorious line.
Basically...
You haven't seen that, Kelly?
I haven't seen
it. Oh, we're going to watch
Octagon.
It. I would say it's on par with The Room.
Yes.
Lord.
It's about
then
as bad as...
this is about to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the action is just, like, perfect badness. It's so good.
So it's starring Chuck Norris, or is that just a featuring?
Starring.
No. So definitely. This is in his prime?
Yes.
This is, like,
you want to call it that, yes.
I don't know if his prime was really, like, the 80s movies he did, or Texas... or
Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, he was in that.
Texas Ranger.
He was the chainsaw. Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah.
But now, if we're going to be serious, can we just...
Oh, that wasn't your serious pick?
I mean, if
it'd still be entertaining.
If someone handed that to me, I would say, I guess, okay. But if we're going to be serious, let's just all say Empire Strikes Back.
Ooh, that's a good one. See, I know what mine is.
What is it?
And I wish... Well, I'd like to hear yours first.
I know what it is.
Tyler knows what it is. I've talked about it way too much.
Feel like we're doing serious movies. So if we're doing serious movies,
well, you can list a goofy one if you want.
I think I would go with Do you know what it is, Tyler?
Mine's Snow Dogs. I'm kidding.
No, God.
Snow Dogs.
Jack Frost.
Oh, God.
Remember this phrase. Oscar winner.
Oh, my God.
Okay, what is it, Johnny? Just go for it.
It would be The Great Escape.
Oh, yes.
That's my favorite movie, and I probably could watch it over and over and over again.
Now, The Great Escape, I commonly confuse it with South by Southwest. Or not South by Southwest. Yes. South by Southwest, the movie.
Are they both?
With it involves a classic scene with the airplane chasing down the main character.
Mm.
It's a Hitchcock movie.
Oh.
The Great Escape,
I don't know.
You'll have to summarize it for me.
It's a World War II movie with these guys are trapped in a Nazi camp. And they dig tunnels and they all escape.
True story.
Hence the name. It's a true story. That's the crazy part. It is a true story. It's got Steve McQueen in it. And it's just.
Oh.
Isn't that where they're at that field hospital with Hawkeye and BJ?
Nope. You're saying MASH. That's MASH.
Whatever. Same thing.
You're right.
See,
all wars are same wars.
Another movie that was based off of a true story that's very compelling, and it's an escape film, is called The Way Back. It's got Colin Farrell, Saoirse Ronan, and I can't recall his name. I see his face. He's in a lot of Western movies. And
Hawkeye.
No. I'm thinking of MASH again. It's very good. It's
Hot
about...
Lips Houlihan.
No.
Gomer Pyle.
Yes. Yes, and... Yeah. Andy Griffith.
Wow.
I love that show.
All-star cast.
I listened to a comedian from South Carolina reference Andy Griffith as Andy Griffin. And
what?
It was a good joke, but the entire audience was alienated by him continually calling him Griffin.
Yeah.
That we're kind of like looking at each other like, this is a good joke, but this guy's from the South. He should know that Andy Griffith...
Didn't it take place in South Carolina?
No, it was Maryland.
Newberry,
Maryland.
Was it Newberry? I don't remember.
Yeah, it was Newberry.
Newberry, Maryland.
I drove because they would always talk about Mount Pilot. Like, we went up to Mount Pilot and had Chinese food or whatever. And
what?
I've actually been... No, they would. And I actually have been to Mount Pilot.
See, I thought it was taking place in like one of the Carolinas as well, just because of the towns, like,
just because we generalize people on this podcast.
Yeah, we like to put people in very tight groups.
That's right.
Very small, tight groups that we can discriminate
equally
at random.
I'm known as Guy with Shirt.
He is the sole member of that group.
I am the infected one.
Infected.
But back to the original question,
I know what it is.
Movie. If I could only watch one movie for the rest of my life, Tyler, take a guess.
It's The Matrix.
It is The Matrix.
The Matrix. That's a good one.
Because I do love The Matrix.
When we worked at Big Bertha's Burrito Barn, I remember specifically you were like, man, I can't wait to go home and watch The Matrix. I was like, oh, you're just going to watch The Matrix? And you're like, yeah, I do every month.
I do.
And you have to understand when someone tells you that, you'll never forget it.
I guess that's true.
Wow,
yeah.
I did not hear that.
That's a significant sentence.
I was like, oh, okay.
Did we not know each other very well?
You can leave early.
Okay. Okay, you can go home early.
Wow.
It's that important?
I'll cover this.
I love The Matrix. The Matrix is... when I told someone, an instructor of mine, actually, that it was my favorite movie, he kind of scoffed at it. He was going around asking my fellow students like what their favorite movies were. And mine has been, without a doubt, The Matrix. Granted, I have plenty of other movies. I watch movies like Atonement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a constant state of depression. I subject myself to movies like that because I love... If a director can make me feel sad, like... They've done well. You can move me to tears. That's a successful movie.
Well,
sure.
See, because here's the thing.
Well, let me finish this point real quick.
Okay.
He was going around asking people what their favorite movies were. I said The Matrix, and he scoffs at it, goes, action movie. Doesn't anyone like dramas here? I'm like, you're asking us of 30 people what their one favorite movie is.
Right.
Like, you know how many movies there are, dude?
Right. Like they're going to say the most like...
Yeah. Like, oh, Citizen I'm sorry Kane. It didn't fall with it. Yeah, mine's Citizen Kane.
Because it's got to be...
Oh my God, I would wring that motherfucker's neck if I hear someone say that.
It's got to be entertaining. That's the thing. To be your like favorite movie, because here's my main favorite movie that's a big guilty pleasure is Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh,
and
I
that's
love that movie.
One of those movies that I can't just tell someone, oh, it's my favorite movie, it's the best movie ever,
right.
You should watch it.
Because they'll make all their judgments on you.
Right, it's super niche-y.
Yeah.
And you have to understand that. But like that, if you want to talk entertainment level, that's like my favorite movie that I just watch anytime. But actually, recently I just watched Benjamin Button.
Oh, so good.
A very sad movie. But like that, like, I was, because I'm sick, so I was like, oh, I'll rest and watch something. Let's watch a 3-hour movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And God. Make myself cry multiple times.
Those are the perfect movies for being sick and like sick as a dog. Yeah. And not being able to move. It's just like, okay, what can I do that'll keep me occupied for like watching Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, watch all the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, 12 hours of fantasy.
Or
I love marathoning those, but I can't because I'm a busy man.
What if we could marathon Star Wars?
I'm down.
At this point?
I'm totally down.
At this point, that'd be
starting at 5.
That'd be a whole day. Yeah.
Listener, if you want to join us.
You want marathon Star Wars.
Come on out to the Pacific
including
Ocean.
Including all the TV show.
We'll live stream it.
Oh, yeah. We'll do some Facebook Live or something.
Holy
it's
crap.
Hour 7. I haven't gone to the bathroom.
Johnny, we said we would pause it. You can go to the bathroom.
I'm doing this.
When Fox did their Simpsons marathon of starting from the beginning, a group of comedians that I like, John Ralphio. That's a character he plays, but the comedian. Oh man, I'm such a bad person. I can't remember. I can't recall his name.
No,
but my apologies. The comedian who plays John Ralphio in Parks and Rec
mm-hmm.
gathered his comedian friends, and they just live streamed themselves watching the entire Simpsons marathons, and they would like comment, so they're like they were encouraging people to watch it with them, and I watched just the stream. I didn't watch mm-hmm. obviously because it's archived,
right?
But it was very entertaining because they're just funny people, and he mm-hmm. brought in the writers of like the original series, and yeah, because
wow.
he just somehow was friends with them. It was very very cool.
So what you're saying is, if we do that, we'll bring in George Lucas, with
yeah,
J.J.
yeah,
Abrams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Obviously, yes.
We're gonna bring in the whole crowd
because that's all we need to say is, hey, we're gonna watch all the movies if you want to come.
The guy who was in Jar Jar Binks's suit.
Oh,
Lord!
Classic that guy.
Yeah,
you know
that guy's classic.
Fun little fact here: the person who's I need that pop filter. The person that's won the most Oscars in history is the VFX director of Star Wars.
He's the one who
started LucasArts as a VFX company.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he started Industrial Light and Magic. Excuse me. He didn't start LucasArts, but LucasArts funded Industrial Light and Magic, and he's headed it ever since. So every time you see, oh, Industrial Light and Magic won something, of course, because they're fantastic. They didn't do King Kong, that was Weta. But they did, Star Wars, obviously.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Each time they would win something, it was him, because mm-hmm. he's the head of the department. So he has won more Oscars than anyone else. Like, everyone thinks of the acting, like Meryl Streep has won a record amount for acting. But he has won the most Oscars overall.
Mm-hmm.
And well deservedly.
Yeah. Really.
The work they've done. I encourage any of the listeners to look online of just any snippets of like documentaries about how Industrial Light and Magic got started. I'm a little biased into the interest of this because this is what I do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a VFX artist. Oh, everyone's going, oh no, he's peeling the curtain behind back. He's not a comedian for real.
We don't want to see the wizard.
Yeah, we can't say that. It's copyright.
We've talked about Star Wars. We've talked about The Matrix.
Wait, what? We're not allowed to say those things.
Oh, we talked about
it's going to be a short episode. I have to go back and delete those.
Space Wars. We talked about computer sleep.
Space engagement.
Space engagement.
Computer sleep. What? Is that your synopsis? Computer,
I said green the in Matrix, there as well.
Green computer sleep.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Tron.
Let me. If there's only three words I can give you about the Matrix, it's green computer sleep.
That's glasses. Pretty good.
That's all I needed.
Glasses, leather, sex.
What?
Next to there's no sex in
summer. Action movies.
Computers. Robots. Keys.
We should play a game.
Keys.
Should we play a game? All right. The games we have are... Can you sell it? Wow. Welcome.
That was powerful.
Thank you.
I felt it.
First-time listeners might not know this game. It's very simple. Our guest here, Tyler Bucks, will take on the persona of a person from history. Well, maybe not from history. It might be a fictional person. And Johnny and I will choose from a category of items to attempt to sell him something.
Can I try? Can I go again?
Go again? What do we have?
This is going to be a hard one to sell. Audrey Hepburn is the first one.
I mean, it wouldn't be too bad.
Be,
you feel pretty confident?
Terrible.
We're improv artists, damn
Fine.
It. We'll do another round if we need to.
Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, Audrey.
Such beauty.
Such beauty, such grace.
This music, wow. Just wow.
You got a very manly voice for being Audrey Hepburn.
Oh. Hello.
Oh, hello there, good young lady. It's nice to meet you there with your mopey, droopy eyes and your beautiful skin that may or may not be just powder because you're being put on the silver screen.
Yes, film. Acting.
Now, tell me, good lady, what do you do besides act?
I like to skin.
Skin?
Skin animals.
Oh, that's not going to help me. Well, I'll stick with acting.
Is this historical?
Now, I'll tell you right now. Every once in a while on set.
Yes.
You may get a little thirsty. It sounds like you get a little bit of a dry mouth currently. Now, young lady, never fear, never fear. I've got quite the product for you. It's the tickle mug. Now, the tickle mug, let me explain.
Please do.
Now, the tickle mug is something that you can refill by simply going up to a cast member or crew member, maybe on the set with you, give them a little tickle.
Tickle.
And they'll just laugh so loud and compulsively that they'll spit that you collect it into this mug. And now you've got a nice cool drink.
Whoa, cool.
Now, what do you say to that?
I say that's ridiculous.
Who is this gentleman over here?
My name is George T. McHoover.
George T. McHoover.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name, the first seller.
My name is Stephen Dupree.
Stephen Dupree. Well, George T. McHoover has something for you.
So handsome.
Yes. Thank you, ma'am. All right.
No problem.
Okay.
Man, very forward. I don't believe I got this reaction.
Ooh.
Well, Miss Hepburn.
I like your shirt.
Thanks.
It is shapes.
Yes. Anyway. So.
Yep.
You know, in your movies, a very common thing is that you always smoking your cigarette with your cigarette holder.
Lucky star. Lone star.
Yes. Well, over time, that must really get tiresome, and it might, you know, make you have tar in your lungs.
Oh, no.
So, what I suggest is smoke sauce. You put this on the end of your cigarette and smoke pours out.
Wow.
It makes it look like a smoker, but you don't have to do it.
Ooh. Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Yep. Pretty short to the point, as a George T. McHoover does.
Wow. Short and to the point and beautiful at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
Where'd you get those muscles, Guam?
No. It was St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Now, I do believe this has gone on long enough, sir. I do believe.
Oh, you again?
See, Miss Young Lady Audrey Hepburn, I've got quite the product for you. See, every lady is frightened of one thing, and that is spiders.
Oh, just the word.
See, what did I say, mister? What did you say your name was, sir?
George T. McHoover.
Mr. McHoover, I'm behooved to believe that this young lady is also afraid of spiders. Just mere the mention of her. Now, young lady, I've got just a product for you. Anytime you see one of them dreadful eight-legged things walk into your room, you just shout and then lay down your spider trampoline. Ooh. And they will bounce directly off of them into a wastebasket of your choosing. With your psychic powers. You are psychic, correct?
That sounds most inaccurate.
I would love to hear what you have, Mr. McHoover.
That's it.
Mr. McHoover, you look a little young to be in this business. Maybe it's time for you to go to bed.
Maybe it's time for you to go to death.
Oh, dear Lord. What an accusation.
Anyway.
What a threat.
Is it hot in here, or is it just Mr. McHoover?
It might be all the lights that you're standing under because you haven't removed yourself from the set.
Well, anyway, Miss Hepburn.
Yes?
Would you say you like massages?
Why not?
Do you like them or do you not?
Yes. Whatever you want.
All right. What about this? What about a nightmare massage? Other massage you have will be fine.
Sounds dangerous.
Take a ride with me on the nightmare massage.
Okay. Oh, I guess
what a round.
I guess that was it then.
Dear Lord.
Yeah, that was it.
I don't think we need to hear more about the nightmare massage.
So,
Audrey Hepburn, what choice would you make out of your choices? You've got...
I'm going to keep it in the sense that they're, like, both of them need to be bought together.
Oh,
so
Lord.
I'm going to keep the trampoline, the spider trampoline and the tickle mug.
Oh, dang it. First time victory
because
for me.
I'll tickle people, fill it up nice and crisp and tall, and then shoot a spider right
you
into
good
that
head. You get a
right
good head
into
on that
sweat. Throw it out the back door.
Uh-oh.
Excellent choice.
But wouldn't
if
smoke
I do say
sauce
so.
Go great with a nightmare massage?
I don't know why you said you did nightmare massage.
Nightmare massage sounds really incredible.
Well,
I do have to say. Do we want to play another round?
Yes.
Who wants
am
to
I
take
a,
on the persona?
Am I a seller?
You can be if you so wish.
Quite. All right.
All right, let's
should I be a person?
And
I
can
think
I
have been a person?
You haven't been?
Well, I have. You're right.
Yeah, you can be a person.
I'll be a person.
And can I thank Calhoun for being the sneakiest of sneaky, bringing down my fever by putting the AC back on during the game and still coming away with the victory?
I appreciate the kind words. I would have had one of the waiters or Cookie take care of it, but my God, they are just so stupid.
It gets it gets stuffy in the nuclear
sub. If I try to get
them,
Cookie.
Oh no!
Can you?
He's not looking.
Is he?
No, he's not looking.
He's in the airlock.
Have the I'm trying to
it's weird that we
had
one of those on the sub.
Waterlock.
Are oh, the are the waiters still?
They're around
as
here
clumsy
somewhere.
As possible.
Oh Jesus Christ! Oh. They're only when you're here.
I know.
Just
and the last
it's
glass.
Like whatever you talk about. There it is.
And there it goes.
Those are expensive.
Like, it's like whenever you talk about them, they show up. Go away, Mitch. Go away. Thank God.
I hate that guy.
I love that
good thing
guy.
He didn't show up.
You know who hated Rotten Crabtree was Nick. Nick hated him. He didn't like the way he looked at him.
Yeah, I heard that he hated him. That's what I heard.
Great, great additions to that, Johnny.
Yes, it's a yes period. Yes, stop.
Yes.
If you're not aware of the improv,
you're right.
I'm sure people are, but we've got
here, see, normally you've got yes and or no buts. Yep. No buts go nowhere.
Yeah.
But here on the sub, we like to practice
yes,
no stops and yes stops, where you just acknowledge yes, that something has occurred.
Yep.
And you take it absolutely nowhere.
Yes.
Also known as being bad at improv.
There we go.
Yep.
You're right.
All right, let's get another round going here.
All right, I am.
Let's toss Aubrey out of here.
I am Sacagawea.
Off of the spider.
Sacagawea. All right, let's get in here.
I am Sacagawea.
And of the...
I helped save a nation.
What's up? Can I just grab a stack?
Yeah, I'm Sacagawea. Like
six or seven.
I fought in the legendary wars.
Wow. Which wars were those?
Was it
hello there, good young lady.
Hello.
I do believe that I love that wonderful dark brown skin that you have. It's very, very gorgeous. It's
okay.
Nice and even, and I do enjoy it.
All right, I'm just...
That's a good opener.
I don't know if you're, like,
I don't have
coming
very,
on to me.
I don't have a lot of success with women in the taverns.
Well, I can tell why. You just complimented my skin by talking about how dark I was.
Now, I'll tell you what, young lady. You've had such significance in history, taking those two young men across the Louisiana Purchase.
Yeah, they were terrible people.
Well, you stuck with them through thick and thin.
Much to my
dismay. And I do believe for that you should be recognized. Recognized in only the best way I can imagine, and that is with a ribbon statue. Now, it is not a statue, miss. It is not a statue of your likeness. It is simply a ribbon to expose a statue of something else. But the ribbon is dedicated in your honor. I cannot think of something better for a national hero for the Americas.
So wait, so the statue isn't for me?
Oh, of course not. Of course not. You are an engine.
Oh, I see.
Despite my strange attractiveness to your
yes,
to your likeness.
It seems most uncomfortable now.
Now let me interject. Hi, miss. My name is Eugene Butterbutter.
Oh, I don't want
to
shake your hand.
I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Samuel
Clemens.
Biscuits.
Eugene Butterbutter is here to tell you something that would have stopped you from ever having to go and take those horrible, horrible great men across our horrible, stricken, beautiful country.
I actually like the country, so you don't have to say it's horrible.
Whatever. Quite. What could have stopped this whole thing from transpiring, pushing you into this whole instance, is something that your people are accustomed to using, but with a quite little spell, a peace ass axe. A peace axe. Yes, it's
right.
A peace axe. P-E-A-C-E.
Okay, yeah.
Axe.
Perhaps he can axe you another questioner.
Basically, what's going to happen is the white folk are going to come to you. They're going to ask you to come with them. And you just
whoa,
bust out the peace axe and say, nope, peace out, white dudes. And you're out of there. Lickety split.
My tribe doesn't actually use axes.
Oh.
Oh, that's a damning, that's some damning information we have there. See, I don't think you would have any use for that peace axe, young lady. I do have something you will use, though. After we have dedicated this statue ribbon to you, we will then present to you something to sit upon.
Wow.
Now, not just one thing to sit upon. It'll be something that you will need to wear in order to sit upon it.
All
it's
right,
going to be a chair skirt.
Oh,
now,
God.
Now, hear me out. The rags you are wearing currently will not do for a day amongst civilized people.
This is like the highest honor of clothing.
You look like a savage.
God.
And you dress like one. So for that, if you are going to sit in this chair, you will need the proper skirt. A skirt that will be cascading beautifully off of the seat of the chair, and you will be, oh, is that a beautiful civilized woman? Oh, no, it's just a savage woman that helped two very brave men across the Louisiana porches.
Oh, I don't like it at all.
Now let me interject.
I don't see what I'm doing wrong here.
Let me interject again, once again, Eugene Butter Butter.
Okay, I see your heir
to the heir to the Butter Butter fortune.
Okay.
Have you ever tried to get your explorers to go left, to go right, to even go straight, and they're like, no, woman, we are going the way we would like to go, straight through this river. And you just need to convince them, no, no, no. We know it is this way. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, like 30 times.
I hope it has never happened to her.
Well. So, throwing me off of my game.
I may have derailed his pitch.
Well.
Good.
Well. Whenever an argument seems to arise, just bust
sounds
out.
Sounds like he's trying to sell you a will.
Just bust out your guilt kitten. Any problem that should arise, let's go left. No, we're going right. Bust out from your pouch a guilt kitten. Let them stare into its eyes, stare into their soul, and move them to the direction of your choosing.
You know, that's pretty good because people on my expedition just love kittens. So, yeah, I'm going to have to go with... I don't really need a peace axe, but yeah, I'll go with the guilt kitten.
No! Have him killed!
Whoa, you're right.
And that's how we play. Can you sell it?
He's dead. That was a good game.
Finally.
That was a good couple of rounds.
Good job. Good job, everybody.
Good job. Hand jobs all around. Wait, what? No, good jobs all around. Well, we have... We've arrived at the end of the show.
Oh, really?
We have. It's been an hour.
Get out.
Actually, it's been an hour and 12 minutes, technically.
Well,
can you believe it?
Can you sell it?
Unbelievable.
We can't. Oh, it's bringing it full circle. But we all know what this means.
Oh, boy.
What does it mean?
It's time for a little game called... Can you introduce the next segment, Mike, without calling it a game?
I was like, okay.
It's time for a segment.
Let's play another game, okay.
We like to call plugs.
Oh.
I just said what time it is. Bitch. Oh.
Wow, no one
got
it.
Wow, you really jumped the gun and
I
threw
did.
Me way off.
No one got it.
Bitch. Dang it.
Still no.
That's my go for it.
That's our plugs theme. Stolen from another way more successful podcast.
Wow. How nice.
But they stopped using it after one episode, and I loved it. It's Chris B. I don't know if he means to go by Chris B as in like a euphemism for crispy, but we'll ask him.
I'll call him.
He does beatbox. He does talkbox music. Thank God we're only going this long because I can't speak much longer. I got slack jaw.
Friend of the show.
He
show with a friend.
Sure. Yes. Stop.
Yes.
yep. And he does talkbox music and check him out on SoundCloud or wherever else he may be. He's a great artist. But plugs, we'd like to hear what Johnny has to say.
All right, so guys, you know how...
First of all, can people follow you on Twitter? I know I ask you all the time.
They can follow me, but I don't have anything to follow. So no, they can't follow me.
He's not on Twitter. So stop asking.
No one has asked.
Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy.
The
one
bear.
Of you, one of you is named Jeremy. Jeremy the bear.
I have a, I wrote a, maybe I'll bring it in next time. I have an essay I wrote about Jeremy the bear I was in, it was the first essay I did when I went to college.
Oh no.
Glorious.
It was really good.
I think I've read it.
Sounds like gold.
It was really good. Anyway, okay. You know how they're, like houses have lightning rods? Yeah, I put one of those in the sub. Wow. And so that's what I did.
So you just put a... Did you put it on top of the periscope?
Yeah.
Like
so
the
now...
the tallest point?
Yeah.
So now we've got a periscope that doesn't function. It's just a big rod.
Yeah.
Speaking of big rods, maybe Tyler has some...
Oh, my God. Do you have a big rod? I mean, plugs?
Well, here's my question is... Is it in some way dangerous? Because, let's be honest, most of your plugs have been pretty detrimental to everyone's health on the slub.
I don't really agree with that.
A lightning rod goes around. Like, that's what it's for. So if, like, we got struck by lightning, it would go in the water, not into the metal ship.
Yeah, and then it would just murder a bunch of sea life in our general area.
Maybe.
And like, if we're touching any metal part of the sub.
Who cares about that? I mean, it's not us, right?
Yeah, it's not good.
I mean, it might be us.
Well, fortunately, I wear a rubber suit.
That is true.
I walk around.
You only wear that every other day.
Squeaking.
Let's just hope we don't have any thunderstorms on.
It's a work in progress.
Every other day.
Let's not go up during a thunderstorm.
Well, all the other ones have been mildly to great successes.
Yeah.
I saw the radioactive microwave on my way in. It's looking great.
Yeah.
We kind of abandoned it, as in we locked it behind some lead doors.
We have a lot of lead.
Lead doors.
We have a lot of lead.
We do have a lot of lead.
Wow. All right. Please. Tyler, what's your plugs?
Wow. Johnny's, your segues have gotten better as well.
Thanks. You mean I didn't have them?
My segue was glorious and we derailed it.
So great. You can follow my giant rod on... you only have to find it on Tinder somehow, some way. Scroll through. but no, plugs... Once again, royalties on Facebook and YouTube. We are royalties on Instagram and Twitter. Please follow us. Please contact me and be like, hey, I heard you on the show. And then my personal stuff is Buckshot, BUCKSHOT 515. I believe it's my Twitter, my Snapchat, my Instagram.
Tyler loves Snapchat, guys.
I do.
He loves Snapchat. He uses it a lot.
Tyler loves Snapchat, and I say I love Instagram.
Yeah, go to TylerLovesSnapchat.com.
You're wrong.
Actually, that might be something scary.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I do like Snapchat a lot, so snap me.
Yeah. Follow or snap him.
Buckshot 515. That's my plugs.
Awesome. Plugs for me.
Woo!
I'll be celebrating my quarter of a century birthday on Tuesday. I'll be celebrating the date of Tuesday, which is the date of my birthday. However, I have a comedy show at the Water Street Tavern on Monday, which was in the past for you guys.
I was about to say.
But I hope you go back in time and attend. Go but if you're listening to this now, I turned 25 yesterday.
Wow.
Hooray for me. Oh, thanks. Another round of applesauce.
If you're listening.
Oh, God. I had a guy say that one time instead of applause. Like everyone was in the audience was four. It was a bunch of adults.
If you're listening to this now, I'm probably in the studio right now. So have me in my thoughts and prayers.
If you're listening to this now, I would be at work.
Oh.
That's good. So anyway, if you did come out to my show, thank you. Because I think it's going to be very fun. It's going to be a good lineup of comedians, my friends. And, yeah, that's all I have to say. Oh, follow me on Twitter at Mike_Calhoun. My Instagram, if you want to. I really just post a lot of things about soccer on Instagram. Mm-hmm. That is _Mike_Calhoun.
And then Snapchat, don't you dare follow me.
Snapchat is _Calhoun_Mike_.
The word underscore.
Yeah,
underscore.
You have to write out the word underscore. But follow the show, please. Follow the show at Tunbelievables. I'm not going to explain it again. Listen to previous episodes if you want to hear the explanation of our Twitter handle.
Listen to my episode again.
Yeah, listen to episode one. That's a good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
One's a good place to start.
And then go.
Yes.
Thanks for the contribution,
yes,
Johnny.
Yes, stop.
That's why I have you. You're my Andy Richter.
I am.
All right, thanks for listening. This has been The Unbelievables. Please join us and get your friends to listen. It's a fun show that we like to do. Mm-hmm. We love to keep doing it for you people.
Okay.
Viewers like
fare thee well. Thanks for listening.
Viewers.
Sure. Thanks, viewers. Bye.